AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. From coast to coast, the coronavirus outlook is grim moving into the new year. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom says a new surge is coming and hospitals now are at their limits.
The last 14 days, close to 4,000 Californians have lost their lives. This is a deadly disease. This is a deadly pandemic. It remains more deadly today at any point in the history of this pandemic.
In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo is asking the people in his state to do their part to stop the surge.
Control the spread, control the virus, and then put a harpoon in the beast and actually defeat COVID.
Some healthcare workers have started receiving the second dose of the coronavirus vaccine. In Wisconsin, a prosecutor says the pharmacist accused of spoiling doses of the vaccine felt it wasn't safe. Gabriel Sterling with the Georgia Secretary of State's office was asked why the phone call over the weekend between President Trump and Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger was recorded.
Given the environment we're in right now and political situation that we're in and the history of the president, knowing that he sometimes doesn't necessarily characterize things as they might have actually occurred, it was out of an abundance of caution.
The president is heard pressuring Raffensperger to find enough votes to overturn Joe Biden's win in the state's presidential election. Tonight, the president will be in Georgia for a rally. Tomorrow, there are two Senate runoffs in Georgia. Party control of the Senate is on the line. Vice President Mike Pence is warning conservative Christians in Georgia the runoffs may offer the last line of defense against a Democratic takeover in Washington. A healthcare venture conceived by Amazon, Berkshire Hathaway, and J.P. Morgan to attack soaring costs is dissolving. Haven was formed in 2018. Stocks are lower at the close on Wall Street. This is AP News. Organizers of one of the world's biggest technology conferences, CES, unveil the event's digital-only setting for 2021. The Big Gadget Show has been held in Las Vegas, but not this year. Gene Foster is marketing coordinator.
We've created a digital platform to reimagine the exhibit experience. When you log on and register, you can identify the topics and technologies you're interested in.
CEO Gary Shapiro says the topics fit the times.
We will see, obviously, a great focus on healthcare technology, but also a focus on broadband and things you can do for your home, not only for your home office to make it better, but also everything in your home that has to do with technology.
Shapiro says CES is meeting the challenge of the pandemic.
We've moved to this digital transformation quicker, and by several years, we would have otherwise. We've been forced to adapt, and we have. And so with CES.
The pandemic has disrupted major tech events elsewhere. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Update your home with Palmero Vinyl Plank Flooring. It provides a genuine, weathered wood look that complements any decor and clicks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch and dent resistant, making it perfect for active households. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save.